views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from beautiful Seattle here at Hubbard Radio on KKNW AM 1150.
Boy. Wow. Just came up with a new one.
Yes.
That's all right.
Yeah, we'll turn the dial a little bit from 1130 to 1150.
You probably get a better signal. You never know.
Yeah, you may be listening in the Northeast on WBLQ AM 1230.
Ah, that's it.
There we go.
Yeah, I do.
You may be listening somewhere across the United States on cable radio network through your television or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be really happy you joined us. I'm so excited about this conversation, but before I let you know who's here, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hey there, I'm here, you're here, and happy Mother's Day to
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I appreciate you doing some fancy footwork with the commercials there while I was desperately looking for parking.
I only do it for my mothers.
Oh. Well, I feel very grateful to be a mother, and you know, I'm grateful for my mother, although she has passed on. And, you know, I'm grateful to all the mothers out there because it is such important work.
Absolutely, 100%. Just give yourself just that little extra time. There's plenty of time in an entire day just to do it. So on Sunday, don't forget, call. You hear me?
Yes.
Don't text. Maybe send a letter, but it would be like a natural letter, not like an email.
Uh-huh.
Okay, like a handwritten one. Spend the time for your mother. They earn it and they deserve it.
So do I call God and say, may I please speak
to
my mother?
You could try. He's probably really busy, so or she. Whoever.
Well, speaking of connecting with the beyond, brings me to our guest today. Yeah, I'm really excited about talking to him. His name is Hans Christian King, and he is a spiritual medium, and he has been working in this for like 60 years, working this job. And I think at last count, he had something like 55,000 clients. And that's without doing a bunch of advertising. So this is word of mouth. So he is the real deal. He's a true modern-day mystic. He has a direct voice with medium, and he's a metaphysics expert. And he specializes in channeling and spirit communication. He has literally walked in both worlds. So he has this rare ability to sort of bridge the two worlds and help us to understand the fuller picture accordingly. He devotes his time to giving comfort to those who have lost loved ones. And he gets those personal messages from the beyond. And perhaps he can help me to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. He has appeared on all sorts of shows. He's been interviewed by ABC, CBS. He's been a guest on The Other Side. He's a regular on Coast to Coast AM. So I'm very grateful he's here today on the Christine Upchurch Show. Hans Christian King, thank you for joining us here today, Hans.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. And indeed, happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh,
and actually,
you.
When you wished your mother a happy Mother's Day, she actually heard that.
Oh, good, good. I figure she did. You know, I do feel them around sometimes. Both of my parents have passed
on. Well,
what
I like to say, Christina, she didn't go anywhere you're not.
Ah, yeah.
You say so.
Oh,
she hasn't gone
like
off
that.
It. So, okay? She hasn't gone anywhere you're not going. So she hears you, and so just know that, okay?
Yeah, and so can you expand upon that in terms of, you know, we're walking around in our lives, we have these blinders on, so to speak, at least most of us, where we don't feel that other realm, we don't see that other realm. Maybe
right.
We touch it, you know, occasionally. So is everybody who's passed over still there with us?
Oh, heavens, my goodness, yes. Yes, we just did a calculation, and it's actually exactly 60,200 people that I've been blessed to work with.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, after 60 years, you know, and it's been a privilege. It's been an honor and a privilege to have been in this. But remember one thing, that, you know, many of the great masters, including Christ, said when they asked him what the other side was like, they said, so here, so there, so there, so here.
Mm-hmm.
They're parallel worlds that we operate in. At night, we go back to the other side and we see our loved ones and we're having a life over there. And they say, oops, look, it's 5 a.m., got to get back. And so
right.
Then they bring us back over here again to work on the lessons that we've chosen to learn. But those on the other side, wherever love is, love remains, period, because someone has passed away. I lost my partner 47 years some time back. And that, you don't love somebody less because they passed away. So the minute you think of them, on the other side, everything is instant. So the minute you think of them, it flashes to them that you're thinking of them, and they send love back to you.
So how do you get yourself into that space where you're connecting with the loved ones who have passed over?
Well, first of all, it always is. You see, I have a pet peeve with society in that we tend to grow our children away from who they actually are, which is little spirits in human form. And we believe that the human form and the consciousness that they give us is who we are, except all that dies. And the only thing that remains is the spirit and its consciousness. So anyone, by simply saying to spirit, I now wish to walk in both worlds at the same time. There are resources. For instance, I have intuitive development classes, both audio and videos, that teach you how to do that. The problem, Christine, that most people don't understand is I said on TV a while back that I believe that the biggest, how can I say this, be nice, the biggest problem in the universe is human mind chatter.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's the only thing that stops us from being who we are and who we were.
So that mind chatter, and I know, I remember years and years ago when I was facing the early stages of cancer, and I was, you know, the doctors had nothing to offer me at that point, and I was trying to deal with it on my own. My therapist said, "Have you ever taken a month off?" And I said, "No," and she highly recommended it. So I did it, and I was amazed at that mind chatter, the negative voices in my mind. It was horrifying.
It's so destructive, my friend. It tells us who we are not, not who we are.
Right.
And it reminds us always that we're not quite good enough. Society does this to us as well.
Of course.
Society tells us if we don't look like this on the front of a magazine, we're not good enough. If we don't have this kind of education, we're not good enough.
Right.
So we tend to listen to a society that continuously reminds us of who we are not. And after a while, you get beat down a little bit.
Right. So how do you calm that mind chatter, eliminate that mind chatter so that you can have that intuitive connection?
You really have to work on it. And one of the things that I recommend is that you take your mind chatter and you put it up on a stage like you're sitting in the front row of a theater, not a movie theater, but a stage theater, and watch your mind chatter behave and learn to separate yourself. Say, oh, my goodness, look how I'm responding to that.
Right.
You know what's funny? I respond to the same way to that here, IRS, okay? My boss,
right?
Maybe a mother or a father, friends who's disappointed us, and the mind chatter kicks in and it just runs. A while back, I have a radio show every Saturday at 10 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And one of the topics the other day was that fear and doubt can only live in the house you build.
Oh, I like that.
So you are totally in charge of the mind chatter. You just don't know it.
Right.
You just don't know. So every time it comes along, you can turn to it and say, wait a minute. No. This is not a true thought. This is not true. Therefore, I give you no power. You can get away. You know, they used to say back in the old days, devil, get behind me. It's the same thing. The only devil that you will ever encounter is the devil in your own consciousness.
Right. So it sounds like it's a two-part process where you're actually becoming aware of it, putting it up on that stage, and then taking its power away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you take the power away, we tried to estimate how long it took. It's about 2.5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I did a class, a video class. It was over 3 weekends a while back. And on my website, it showed a picture of this beautiful stream with this bridge going over, going into this misty glen.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Spirit what they wanted me to put up as the title of that. And they said, the only thing you have to fear is you. And people don't want to hear that.
Right.
But there's no one else that stops us from being us but us.
Uh-huh.
And so I say to the audience, can anybody tell me what's going on in their life they did not create?
Yeah, well, a lot of people a lot of people feel that they are victims within their lives, and they don't.
You can't be a victim of something. No, you cannot. If you say you're a victim of your job,
uh-huh.
Who chose the job?
Mm-hmm.
The same power that chose that job will choose another job. The same power will disconnect you from that job.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a relationship that doesn't work, no one's making you stay there.
Right.
You are.
Right. Well,
so you have this enormous power. You have the force of God on your side always.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people feel victimized by their own bodies. What's your perception of that?
Your body is your temple. It's perfect. The Spirit never sees that body. I have a CD series that said, you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise for that is, what if you woke up tomorrow morning and you found out that just who you are in this moment was enough for God?
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing you needed to do, nowhere you needed to go, nothing you needed to create, that you already were perfect
right.
for God. And when I say that to groups of people, you can see tears come in people's eyes because
yeah.
our society doesn't tell us that.
Right.
It tells us what we are not, not what we are.
And oftentimes within the context of our familial upbringing, we've been told very different messages.
Oh, yes.
If not verbally, then through actions.
Right, exactly. I was born into a family that didn't have a clue as to who I was.
Uh-huh.
And when I grew up, we never spoke again.
Right. So,
and it was okay because I knew they weren't my family.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how we can get to a certain stage sometimes and recognize the difference between soul family and biological family? And,
right. My family's in the spirit world. These wonderful people agreed to have me pass through them
mm-hmm.
because the final stages of reincarnation is about self-esteem or self-worth, to rise above the appearance of the rejection,
uh-huh.
no matter what it was. I was born ADD. I was born dyslexic.
Uh-huh.
And all of these things that people said to me, you'll never amount to anything. Well, guess who had the last laugh?
Right.
So I knew that spirit was my source.
Right.
The God force was my source, not what some man said, not what a doctor told me.
Mm-hmm.
So I never turned to humans to tell me who I am.
Yeah, that's huge there, Hans. That's huge.
No, because they don't have a clue as to who I am. Nor does anyone have a clue to who you are, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes somebody sees us.
Right.
And in that seeing us, we're perfect for them unconditionally.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have that now, and I think you have that.
Right.
But it's making yourself believe that you are. And that's what you have to do. You are. You already are somebody.
Right. Right. As opposed to having to get the approval, so therefore you've arrived and you become
yes.
enough. Yeah.
I wonder how many... I said to a group the other day, how'd you like to get $100, girls, for every hour you have spent in your life already trying to look better than you already are?
I could get quite a bit of money that
way.
You
could go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that I'm never going to look like those stud muffins at the gym,
uh-huh.
no matter how I try.
Right.
You know, I'm never going to look like any of those guys. And it's okay. I don't need to look like those guys because I have me.
Right, right.
And I'm enough for me.
So at what stage of your life did you become aware of this deep connection with the other side?
Well, I say this out to public, about 3 years old, 3-4 years old.
Uh-huh.
I was... living in two worlds at the same time. I would go to bed at night and I would travel and they would teach me things. And I would go out to what now I understand was the Akashic Records, and they would put books in front of me, and I said, I can't read. If you don't need to, you absorb. And I would absorb the knowledge in the books. And then by the time I was 12 years of age, I was doing professional readings. And so this is my 60th year. I'm 72.
Wow.
Mind you, that's what my birth certificate says.
So you think that there's something... your birth certificate
may be
wrong?
Yeah, I think I'm 38. I think I'm 38.
Yeah, I believe that if we keep telling ourselves that, and that's exactly what I tell myself, so my kids me about it, then our bodies start to believe it.
You know, Christine, I have a wonderful friend who's 102. She now has Alzheimer's, hasn't got a clue who I was. But when she was compass medicine, we were best friends for 35 years.
Right.
And one day when I was going to be 50, I was fussing and moaning and groaning, and she lived in Maui. She still does. And she called me from Maui, and she said, I hear what's going on over there. I can hear you moaning and groaning.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, my goodness, today I'm going to be 50. She said, yeah, what's your problem? I said that I'm going to be 50. Hello.
Uh-huh. Right.
She said to me, well, let me ask you this question, Ken. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?
Uh-huh.
I said, I would be 38. She said, happy 38th birthday, and sent me a birthday card that said, happy 38th birthday.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
So... You not only help people sort of learn to intuitively connect and do readings for, you know, people who, you know, want to connect to their loved ones who've passed over, but you've also got some unique perspective on navigating our financial abundance, our financial ease. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about your perception on, you know, where the economy is right now and how and how to sort of navigate it?
Okay. We, for many years, spent more than we earned, both the country and society, cause and effect. Okay, so when my spirit was telling everyone to get out of the stock market, get into a fixed-rate mortgage, people laughed at me, and I don't mean me, because that's what spirit was saying through me,
right.
And lo and behold, it all crashed, and then all the people came and said, what do we do now?
Uh-huh.
And what I said, don't stop living abundantly. Because on any given day, in your worst condition, 5 billion people on this planet would trade places with you in a heartbeat.
Right.
Be glad to have your problems.
Mm-hmm.
You take theirs. So if you, the people who continue to live abundantly, but redesigned their life so they weren't spending more money than they had coming in, they're back being entrepreneurs again. But it starts with an abundant heart. Abundance isn't something you can get with money. Money has nothing to do with abundance. Abundance is a place within you that says, my God is my abundance. Spirit are my resources.
Uh-huh.
I cannot be poor. I cannot be broke. I'm passing through a certain phase, and this will all change, because years ago, Spirit said to me, remember, Hans, everything in life has a corresponding opposite.
Right.
So as broke as you are is how much money you will have. They reverse themselves.
Right.
Life runs in cycles. But we have some very good things out there today in our product. I think some of them are in this offer today about how you too can return to your affordability, your abundance, by simply remembering you already are enough. Because we know, Christine, and science has now proven that energy follows thought.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter, I mean, don't we love the story of somebody who went out of this world, had a big rise up, and then just crashed to the bottom, lost everything, but through fortitude and belief, turned that around and was back up on top again.
Yeah, and I've personally known some of these people, too.
And, so have I. I've been very blessed to know many of them. And
it seems like, Hans, that they actually sometimes become more successful and more abundant afterwards because they've lost some of the fear associated with it.
That's correct. Absolutely right, Krista. Absolutely correct. And when you know, part of what the secret was about, and my input there was, I said, if you want it, be it.
Mm-hmm.
And people looked at, what are you talking about? If you want it. For instance, I had a young lady who you know, everybody does, come to see me one day, and she said, Hans, I want to be an actress. I said, well, honey, I'm sorry, but you never will be. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me, and she said, I thought you were this kind, loving man. I said, I am. She said, you just told me I'd never be an actress. There's no child you did.
Uh-huh.
When you said to me, I want to be, you said I am not. And right. If energy follows thought, then the not energy is what will be attracted to you. If you said, I am an actress now, looking for and waiting upon my next job, that's a whole other energy.
Right.
And 5 years later, she won Academy Award.
Oh, my goodness. That's fabulous. That's
so
fabulous.
So, and she said, you know, I owe it all to you. I said, you don't owe me anything. You owe yourself something
uh-huh.
by believing in you.
Right.
That's the key.
Well, we're going to go to a quick break, but when we return, we will be taking some calls for Hans. And Benny, can you share with our listeners the number?
Sure, 800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
More with the wonderful Hans Christian King when we return in a few moments.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee. And he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with psychic medium Hans Christian King. Now, Hans, you know, we were going to be letting some people call in. What sorts of issues do you consult with people about?
Name it.
Okay, so...
I'm not being a smart aleck. Literally, name it.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Everything that's ever happened, I've dealt with it.
All righty. Well, let's see. Who's first on
our list? If it's a you-name-it type of show, let's go for it.
All righty.
Diane is calling in from Redmond, so we'll start with her. Diane, welcome to the show. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have a question for Hans?
I certainly do. I'm emotional about this. I lost my daughter in December, and I have always had a visitation dream from anyone that I've lost in my family, and I haven't had one from her. And when she was ill, she battled cancer for 4 years. The last year, I kept all her phone messages, just so when she was really not feeling well, I could still hear her voice. And I listen to them now. My family thinks I'm crazy, but it makes me feel close to her.
You're not crazy at all, young lady. You're honoring your daughter when you listen to him.
Well, I just wonder if she's around. And
your daughter is around, and she does have just a little bit of difficulty getting through. Part of that is your grief. I want you to get a little book from Grace Cook from her White Eagle series. It's called Sunrise. And it will explain to you...
It's called Sunrise?
Sunrise, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And if you have any trouble finding it, email me at hansking.com. We'll find it for you. But it explains what the process for her is there.
Okay.
And she did not, I can tell you now, suffer a trauma to the soul, which is good news for you. And what I'm going to be mean to you because I care about you. This grief that you're going through... is stressing her a little bit, okay? So I'm going to ask you to just know she's safe. Call her into your life. Give her things to do. That's very important, because Spirit said to me, we never forget about them. They always forget about us. And when I said why, they said because it's too painful to call up the memory. You call up the memory and give her things to do. Ask her to help you with a parking place. Ask her to help you if you're smoking, to stop smoking. Whatever you can think of. Reincorporate your daughter back into your life. That's the key, Angel. And when you do that, her manifestation gets closer and closer and easier for her to do.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks, Diane, for joining us. And it's tragic, I think, to lose a child, and you know, grown up or you know, young. And
we should never, ever lose our children. I know there's a reason for it, Christine, mm-hmm, but
right.
No parent should go through that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we have somebody else waiting online. Who's that?
Yeah, we'll travel to a little bit warmer of a place, hopefully, than here. But I don't know. We're doing pretty good as well. So Susie's calling in from Honolulu, Hawaii. So, Susie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Good morning, Han.
Good morning, Susie. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with right now I've been going through some what I think are brain synapse issues where I feel like things in the spirit world are easy, but things in my body are difficult. Like, I can't explain it, but coordination, day-to-day living stuff. And I don't know if there's a neurological problem or if I'm just in another state of awareness or...
No, child, there isn't. I want you to learn something. Very important.
Okay.
You are not the body. You are not the body. Stop identifying with the body. The body is the suit of clothes that you agreed to wear. You are not sick. There is nothing the matter with you. The problem is you're a very old soul. And very old souls tend to march to a bit of a different drummer. So some of your energies will feel often disconnected. When that happens, turn to the spirit and say, I need some help with my energy, my electromagnetic energy today. Thank you for coming forward. And you will see and you'll feel it, Angel. You'll feel it. Okay? And I'll put you with a prayer group today and see if we can help from that as well.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
By the way, I'm coming to Hawaii for 2 weeks at the end of June. So I'll wave at you, okay?
Perfect. Will you be on Oahu or Maui?
I'll be on Oahu and Kauai.
Oh, maybe we'll run into each other.
Who knows? It's a small world, my dear.
Thanks, Susie.
Just a
for
few islands
us.
Away, too.
Yes.
It's not a big deal out there.
You know, Hans, her question reminded me about how there are many people right now, and I'm going to refer to them as sort of light workers or people who are on the cutting edge vibrationally, who are having issues sort of coordinating their energy with their bodies,
right.
Which is what you were just talking about. Do you see that this is becoming more common?
It is, as more light workers become known and become more present in their work.
Uh-huh.
The universe is expanding, as we all know. Everything's expanding. And so the spirit has to adjust the electromagnetic energy in the people who serve, as well as those people in the world. So we have to shift our energy, but since we don't know we have to do it, Spirit does it for us.
Uh-huh.
And in the process of doing it for us, sometimes we feel like, oh, I'm a little strange here. What's going on, you know? Or we feel out of sorts vibrational-wise.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we turn back to the Spirit and said, I need a little help with this. But tell them what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So, and they will immediately adjust your vibration.
Okay, that's great
All
advice.
Right.
Okay, we have another caller here.
Yeah, we'll take one more, probably for our last break of the hour, and it's Julia calling in from Tukwila.
Hi, Julia. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Do you have a question for Hans?
I've lost a lot of people in the last, 8 to 10 years, and I was just wondering if any of them had any messages for me or my family.
Well, there you have a group of people in the spirit world that act sort of like the Ten Musketeers as opposed to the Three Musketeers. There are a lot of people on the spirit working with you and working for you. What they feel is they're you're not bringing them into your life as much as you could. And start giving each one of them things to do. I know that sounds crazy, but they're there to help you. Remember, the good book says, and God will send his angels to take charge over you. Remember that. So your job is to tell those angels or those guides, helpers and friends, what it is you need and how you want to feel in the next part of your life, and let them be there. By the way, you were born with clairsentient abilities, and you should probably look at developing that a little.
I am going to take some classes.
Good. Please do, because you're a natural-born intuitive healer if you put your mind to it.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Yeah, and the world certainly needs plenty of those, Julia.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us here today. So, Hans, you know, I know you offer so many classes and as well as private sessions. I know you've got a special offer that's coming onto our website, stellarreflections.com. And can you share with our listeners the various pieces of the package? I know that it's called Manifestation as a Package. And the first one's
right.
called Sacred Relationships. What is that?
A relationship class that has to do with all of the relationships that have been, are now, and will be in your life, and why they're there.
Mm.
Sometimes we do what's called soul crossing with individuals that we think are soulmates, and they don't last, and we just are terribly devastated, but they never were. Sometimes we're born into families like I was, where they have no clue as to who you are,
uh-huh.
and explains how and why you should be grateful. It's
mm-hmm.
a 5-hour video class, and it's a really good class. I had a lot of fun doing it, but I see people's eyes pop when they say, oh, that's the reason
uh-huh.
I had this mother, or
uh-huh.
I had this father,
uh-huh.
or I didn't get this job. Here
uh-huh.
it is. I can see it now. So it kind of goes in tandem with change your life by changing your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Really important. When you change your intention, you change your life, period.
Right, and then you've got that is a 2-hour audio lesson
right.
as well. And then there's advanced spiritual lessons. What's that?
These are for people who now are comfortable walking in both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And when they walk in both worlds, you manifest the energy that you're for the lesson part of this world, but you also manifest the light body energy from the world we came from, where we're going. So you literally have one foot here and one foot there. It just makes life a lot easier, and you don't tend to become so much of a victim of the appearance of things.
Mm-hmm. And the communication with spirit lessons, what's that?
It's an audio lesson teaching you how you... We give you a... we try to help you to find out if you're clairsentient, clairvoyant,
uh-huh.
clairaudient, or a little bit of the above. And then we give you an understanding and little lessons on how you can develop that particular thing.
Uh-huh.
And people come away saying, wow, I didn't know I could do that.
And the fifth part of it that sounds absolutely fabulous as well is lessons on how to return to you. What's that?
Well, when you go to the mirror the next time and you take your shower, your bath, and you come out and you go to the mirror, drop the towel. And rather than go, ugh, say, hello there. How are you? Did you know you're my best friend? And I promise you, I'm going to take very, very good care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to allow anyone to ever hurt you. I love you very, very much.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Well, we have to go to another quick break, but this 5-part package, it's just an incredible, you know, combination, is available on stellarreflections.com on the radio show page right next to Hans's beautiful photo. We will go to another quick break, but more readings and more spiritual wisdom with Hans Christian King when we return here in a few moments.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin sea, 'cause I
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
To face a life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try.
Welcome back to the Christian Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Having fun here with Hans Christian King. He is an incredible psychic medium. He's done over 60,000 sessions or helped 60,000 people worldwide. He's got some great gifts to offer, not only one-on-one, but also through classes and audio recordings and those sorts of things. And we have some people who've been waiting very patiently to talk directly to him. David from Mercer Island, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hello, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. I am wondering what I need to do to increase my spirituality or increase my soul connection.
And stop thinking.
Love it.
Stop thinking. Now, listen, I'm not being a smart aleck here, son. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Know it. I want you to read a little book also from Grace Cook called Spiritual Unfoldment 1 from Grace Cook. Again, this is the White Eagle Publishing Trust. Spiritual Unfoldment 1.
Okay.
You can take my intuitive development class. Some of these things that we're offering today in this special offer would help you enormously. You have gifts of the Spirit, son. Whether anyone has told you that or not, I don't know. But you do have it. You're a natural-born intuitive healer. And if you put your mind to it, you might be surprised as to what shows up.
Okay, and how do and besides stopping to think, you were talking about you have these dreams or you are absorbing the knowledge.
Right.
How do I get myself to a place where I can tap into those higher beings or those spiritual...
Okay, son, I hear what you're trying to say. I'm going to sound redundant, but I'm trying to be kind. Stop thinking.
Okay.
You're analyzing what you... What did Yoda say to Skywalker? Have you all you already need to know? What he was saying to him, your mind chatter is so pervasive, it blocks the channel. You already have it, son. Now tell Spirit how you want to feel as you learn to absorb this newfound you. Within a year and a half, you'll be very much surprised. If you follow the pattern that they're sending, you'll be very surprised. Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, David, for calling in.
Sometimes, Christine, we get so busy thinking about how we want to do something.
Uh-huh.
Since only one thing can be in one place, at one time, we block the flow. We have no space to let it in.
Right, and the allowing is key, isn't it?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. We've got somebody else waiting patiently, Russ from Renton.
Yep.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi there. How can I help you?
Well, it's interesting because I took out my phone to do something else, and it dialed you. So I believe that you may have a message for me.
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, things happen for reasons, right?
Right. They do. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm on a journey here, and I'm, as a writer, looking for some work.
Okay.
And
are you looking for someone to publish your book, or tell me what you're looking for?
Okay, I have a couple books and a screenplay.
Okay. Not yet, son. How old are you?
I am 49.
Okay. Between now and the time you're 52, at least two of those things should be well on their way. Everything has its own timing. You're a little ahead of schedule, but you have a very long lifespan. And so you have a little time to go yet. However, they're going to begin to present doors to you. Now, doors are opportunities. And they're going to present the keys to you, which is the how-to. But you've got a little ways to go yet. I'm not talking years, and I'm not talking decades. But I don't think you'll see much before, oh, I would say, oh, sort of around October, November, December. I want you to know it's already done. You did what you did in front of the timing, but the timing is catching up. And you also should be doing your own radio show one day. Okay?
I get that.
I know you get that, which will lead you to your own TV show.
I can imagine that, too.
And it gets you to your own magazine one day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So one day people will come from all over to listen to what you have to say. What I want you to do is know it. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with your soul. So don't get your head too pumped up, okay?
I understand that, too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay.
Thanks, Russ.
In Russ we trust. I'm going to go with that one.
Right. I like that's that.
You're welcome.
Great tagline.
That's
love
what I'm
that.
Saying. You need to run with that.
Very good.
So, Hans, you know, we've just got a couple more minutes. In a minute or less, do you have a special message for our listeners?
I do. I would like them to know they're not alone. But no matter what happens in their life, it's being created out of their own mind chatter. And all they have to do is to say, you know what? I'm going back to source. I'm going back to spirit. I'm not going to listen to this mind crazy stuff. I refuse to do that. And I would like everyone to remember one important thing, and that God does not love anyone more in this world than them. Ever.
Yeah, and so many people don't feel deserving of that, do they?
Exactly. And again, if I say this to an audience, tears come down people's faces because
right.
they have no comprehension. What kind of a God would you pray to that loves somebody more than you?
Yeah.
I'd fire that God in a heartbeat.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, I do. And I think so many people's notions of God is like a really bad parent, you know?
Well, we have a religion that teaches that. So
I
we
know.
Get scolded. Whoever heard of such a thing? Whoever, can you imagine saying a newborn baby is born in sin? Give me a break.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know. It's
but,
very sad.
But it is amazing where we go. But if everyone just knows that they can turn to that internal little child, that little spiritual angel that you actually are, not the thing in the mirror.
Right.
Not someone trying to balance the checkbook.
Uh-huh.
That the essence, if you go back to the essence, then you can add the dreams to the essence.
Yeah.
And your life will change dramatically. Mine did. Not only was I born with all of those other things, but I also was born with an irregular heartbeat.
Oh, my goodness.
Congestive heart failure.
Oh.
I was born with type 2 diabetes.
Oh, my goodness.
But then I was born with an irregular heartbeat on top of that.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And my doctors say to me, you're the only person we've ever known with all these things that isn't affected by any of them.
That's fabulous.
It's because I am not the body that came to visit the body. Spirit takes care of my body.
Mm-hmm.
See, so.
Well, I really
it's
appreciate
it. It's been a joy to be on your show.
It's been
Thank
a joy
you.
To have you here. And can you share with our listeners your website, please?
It's www.hansking.com.
That's
very simple.
H-A-N-S-K-I-N-G. Yeah.
That's correct. A lot of free things on our service to help people.
Yeah, it's a wonderful website. And again, we've got a special package of some amazing videos, audio recordings, lessons from Hans. And you can find that on my website, stellarreflections.com, on the radio show page right next to his photo. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you. Blessings to you both.
Blessings. Hey. And thank you, listeners, for joining us here today.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey.
Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.